Extracts from the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá. 77. O Army of God, when calamity striketh, be ye patient and composed. However afflictive your sufferings may be, stay ye undisturbed. And with perfect confidence in the abounding grace of God, brave ye the tempest of tribulations and fiery ordeals. 78. Wherefore must the loved ones of God laboriously, with the waters of their striving, tend and nourish and foster this tree of hope? In whatsoever land they dwell, let them with a whole heart befriend and be companions to those who are either close to them or far removed. Let them, with qualities like unto those of heaven, promote the institutions and the religion of God. Let them never lose heart, never be despondent, never feel afflicted. The more antagonism they meet, the more let them show their own good faith. The more torments and calamities they have to face, the more generously let them pass round the bounteous cup. Such is the spirit which will become the life of the world. Such is the spreading light at its heart. And he who may be and do other than this is not worthy to serve at the holy threshold of the Lord. 79. O ye beloved of the Lord, the greatest of all things is the protection of the true faith of God, the preservation of his law, the safeguarding of his cause and service unto his word. My supreme obligation, however, of necessity, prompteth me to guard and preserve the cause of God. Thus, with the greatest regret, I counsel you, saying, guard ye the cause of God, protect his law, and have the utmost fear of discord. This is the foundation of the belief of the people of Baha. May my life be offered up for them.